This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound?
Some radical leftists listening to Michael Moore and taking the fight against President Trump to new heights. A protester yesterday scaling the Statue of Liberty on Independence Day before being captured by police 89 feet in the air. She's part of the anti-Trump Rise and Resist group who were at the monument calling for the abolishment of ICE. Posting on Instagram, quote, Rise and Resist is at the Statue of Liberty demanding Trump and the GOP, hashtag abolish ICE, reunite families now, halt deportations, and end detention as a deterrent. Today, Therese Patricia Okumu pleaded not guilty at her federal court appearance. Afterwards, she addressed the press.
Michelle Obama, our beloved First Lady that I care so much about, said when they go low, we go high, and I went as high as I could.
Here with me now, Ben Shapiro, editor-in-chief of the DailyWire.com. Ben, 2 hours she was perched on that statue. What did you think of this stunt?
I mean, it's idiotic. They then had to evacuate the entire island because they decided to do the stunt. Now, the real issue with the stunt is not that someone is pulling a public relations ploy in order to get media attention. People do this sort of thing all the time. The point is this actually productive for her cause? Like, let's say that you were her, you were she, and you thought that you were going to bring attention to this particular cause. Is the best way to do that to climb up on the Statue of Liberty and annoy everyone in the country on the 4th of July?
What's the answer to that question? Did she win over any supporters with this?
No, I mean, the only people who are into this are the people who already support her. But I guess that's where we are in the country at this point, is that everybody's attempting to rev up the base more than they are attempting to win over people in the middle. And that's particularly true for folks on the left who think the louder they scream, the more people they're going to win over. It seems like precisely the opposite is true. It seems the louder they scream, the more people are looking at the Trump administration and saying, well, at least they're not shutting down the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July.
She was taking advice from Michael Moore, as you just heard him earlier. We have to, in his words, put our bodies on the line to stop Trump. Is this what the far left movement is pushing for at this point?
Well, I mean, there's no question that I think that the heart of the far left is with this particular part of the movement. The Maxine Waters shout people down in gas stations, the let's go to a restaurant and shout Christian Nielsen out of a restaurant, the let's badger Elaine Chao as she comes out of dinner. This is where the left's heart is, and this is the real problem for the Democratic Party, because Schumer and Pelosi are sitting there saying, guys, we're alienating a huge swath of the country, and the hard left is saying, well, you have no heart, you don't have the passion. Well, when the passion is not united with the leadership of the Democratic Party, it's pretty clear who's going to lose, and it's not going to be the passion. The passion is going to win. There's a wild shift to the left that's happening thanks to this far left part of the Democratic Party. It doesn't bode well for them in future election cycles if they continue it, which I suppose is fine with me.
Well, obviously, the 28-year-old Democrat socialist brought a lot of attention to this. The Hill, a piece in The Hill this morning, progressives poised to shape agenda if Dems take back House. Is that the case?
I mean, there's no question that they believe that all of the spirit is with the Bernie Sanders left of the movement. Now, what's really fascinating is that there was sort of a gap between the intersectional left and the Bernie Sanders left. A lot of the people on the intersectional left, people who thought about identity, politics, and race, they said that Bernie Sanders wasn't paying enough attention to issues of race and sexual orientation and sex, that he was almost too focused on socialism. Ocasio-Cortez is doing a good job of bridging that gap because she is an intersectional candidate. Obviously, she's a minority ethnicity, and she's a woman, and she's also preaching Bernie Sanders socialism, and that's why the party is seeing her as this sort of great uniting figure, even though she is as radical can be.
You know, you wonder if they risk turning off some of their own voters going this far to the left, but it is something that we're watching, and clearly the world was watching as that woman scaled the Statue of Liberty on Independence Day yesterday. Ben Shapiro, thank you.
Thanks.
So what do you think, huh? Did she make her point? Was it worthwhile? Or is it, as Ben Shapiro is suggesting, this is just, you know, they're just reaching for straws to try to become relevant and applicable and I think even tolerable for their followers. And, you know, also what's being pointed out is the bifurcation of the Democratic Party as they're trying to, you know, find something they can truly rally behind. Hopefully they can get their act together to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. That's what I say.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Good to have you along with us. And if you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let's take a look at what's going on. I wanted you to get an update on what's happening at the Gaza right now. And E.J. Kimball is with us. He is the director of the Israel Victory Project at the Middle East Forum and serves as president of EJK Strategies, a national security and government relation firm based on the Beltway in D.C. EJ, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good to have you here to take a look at, you know, what is happening in the Gaza. We get two narratives here, but I want you to break it down. And one of the things I thought that you addressed, which was important to look at, was rules of engagement. The differential of rules of engagement for the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, versus the Palestinians. Explain to our audience, and I think in understanding the different rules of engagement might bring them some enlightenment and understanding of the insanity that is happening right there at the Gaza.
Sure. So the Gaza Strip, a small, narrow enclave that basically be home to Hamas, which took over the Gaza Strip a little bit over a decade ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated and internationally designated foreign terrorist organization. So to begin with, you know, think of al-Qaeda. If, you know, the U.S. versus al-Qaeda, what sort of rules of engagement differential would you think there'd be? So already you have to have that mindset when looking at the situation. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization. It is a jihadist organization that charter seeks the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. So to begin with, that is their goal. What has been happening in Gaza since Hamas took over the Gaza Strip, as I mentioned about a decade ago, is as they started carrying out attacks against Israel, Israel put restrictions in place to prevent more and more attacks against Israeli citizens. So the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, operate under very strict rules of engagement where they do not fire indiscriminately. Even during the wars where Hamas has been firing rockets, specifically targeting civilian population areas, including kindergartens and hospitals, the IDF will respond by dropping leaflets, say, in certain areas where Hamas is in underground tunnels or they're using a floor in a civilian building. They will drop pamphlets. They will announce that they are about to strike this target so that the citizens, the civilians, can get out. Unfortunately, Hamas understands this, and they're looking at this from a propaganda effect.
Of course.
They believe that if civilians die, that they can get the world community against Israel to push Hamas's goal of eventually destroying the Jewish state.
EJ, let's rewind here for just a minute. Let's go back and give a little bit of history regarding the Gaza Strip. Of course, Israel took over it after the Six-Day War, right? They had control of the Gaza. And then for international appeasement and pressure and all that, they let go of that land. Even though there were Israeli settlements there in the Gaza, they had to, they felt in negotiations to, and for the spirit of peace, to release that land. Even though they knew, and all their military operatives, I think almost 100% agreed, that when they gave up that land, that the bad players would step in and it would bring with it a threat to Israel's security, correct?
Well, mostly. Let me take a quick 30 seconds to lay it out. After 1948, the UN partition plan was accepted by the Jewish representatives but rejected by the Arab representatives, the Arab countries went to war. What settled from that initial war was that the Gaza Strip became occupied territory of the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. The territory that we know as the West Bank today, or Judea and Samaria, was illegally occupied by the Jordanians. In 67, during the Six-Day War, Israel conquered both of those territories.
Right.
And disputed territories at the time, and still the West Bank territory is disputed today. In 2005, Israel unilaterally gave the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinian Authority. After trying to negotiate an end to the conflict, they decided, you know what, from the Israeli perspective, it wasn't worth them being in control of that territory. They didn't want it. And they were turning it over to the Palestinian Authority. After turning it over and saying, we will leave everything, we will leave the farms here for you.
There was housing, everything, all development, right? Exactly.
Housing, greenhouses, and when they left, they were immediately destroyed. Immediately destroyed. And this was before Hamas even took over.
Right.
Then there was elections in 2007, and Hamas won the legislative election. The Palestinian Authority was still in control of the presidency, but Hamas members started throwing the Palestinian Authority members off rooftops and took over control of the Gaza Strip, which has led to the situation we're in today. Hamas, when Israel withdrew in 2005, they had very legitimate, reasonable reasons for leaving. Mm-hmm. The challenge was, how is this viewed by Hamas and the jihadists who seek the overthrow and destruction of the Jewish state? And they said, look, we have been waging a jihad against Israel. We are driving the Zionist enemy out of Gaza. They've now left. And now we will continue our jihad to Sderot, Ashkelon, Ashdod, and eventually Jerusalem, and drive the Jews out. The rationale on the Israeli side doesn't matter to Hamas. Mm-hmm. They believe that they are winning this war. And that's the situation that you find yourself today, where Hamas is trying to breach the walls that are around Gaza to protect Israeli civilians because of the tunnels that have been built by Hamas, because of the rocket technologies that are being used by Hamas. So, this is a battle over existence, and the difference between those that want positive movement into the future versus those that want destruction.
Exactly. Well, and getting back to the basic rules of engagement, the IDF rules of engagement are such, pretty much like here in the United States, is that if you send a round out, you own that round, you own that bullet. And that's consistent with the IDF, whereas with the Palestinians, it doesn't matter, right?
No, and in fact, the difference is the Palestinian side create these mortar rockets. These rudimentary missiles where, they'll take a street pole and stuff the explosives, onto it and fire it off. Most of the time, they don't hit their intended target, but that's not their goal. They just want havoc. A lot of times they kill their own people because they fire off. They don't go as far as they want them to.
Right.
Whereas on the Israeli side, there's the rules of engagement. There are videos of them talking to each other where they say, not doing anything wrong here. You know, a person that you know is about to throw a grenade,
right,
but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot engage that person. He is basically, he's not a combatant until he is in motion of throwing a grenade.
Exactly.
And, you know, they have to be extremely, extremely careful before they can engage in any sort of military action.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's, in some cases, they've been criticized for being overly cautious.
Right. Well, we got to go to break. We'll be back with E.J. Kimball as we talk more about the IDF rules of engagement versus Palestinians and what is happening at the Gaza and Israel overall. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, hey, finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with E.J. Kimball, the director of Israel Victory Project, continues. E.J., before the break, we were talking about, you know, the mindset of IDF, their rules of engagement versus the Palestinians. You say at times the Palestinians have been, well, Hamas, I should say, not Palestinians, but Hamas's attitude about, you know, sending missiles in has been a bit reckless, and it doesn't matter if they injure their own personnel. And of course, they're bringing people. I saw a video of them bringing their own people to the to the border fence there, and basically using them as shields. And meanwhile, you know, the IDF has to be very, very careful to make sure that they're not violating the official rules of engagement.
Yeah, and it's a great topic to be talking about, because last week there was a Palestinian medical worker, this woman who was killed. And Hamas, of course, claimed that the IDF targeted her and shot and killed her. She was treating an injured Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And the IDF's initial report showed that she was not directly targeted. If anything, it was a redirect of a bullet. But subsequently, video has come out that shows the same Palestinian medic prior to being out there in the field throwing a grenade as part of Hamas's propaganda. Wow. So, you know, how innocent was this person? Mm-hmm. You know, she's part of this Hamas media campaign. Mm-hmm. And this is the challenge that the Israelis are facing every day. And, you know, the Israelis are getting better at convincing the Western media to look at Hamas. But this is also, interestingly, the shift in the media's approach against Hamas is primarily because of the Palestinian Authority. Mm-hmm. Palestinian Authority is part of the reason why Hamas is being squeezed in Gaza. You know, Hamas is a bit desperate right now in Gaza because they're blockaded all around because of their own doing. And the Palestinian Authority wants to try to regain control, and they know that they can't regain control so long as Hamas is strong and gets the support of the people. So the Western media now being influenced by the Palestinian Authority, I would hope that they're being influenced by morality and right and wrong. But, you know, unfortunately, that doesn't always truth isn't always the antidote. But that's what we're starting to see today, is the shift against Hamas and their terrorist activity and their use of Palestinians as human shields in Gaza versus, you know, the innocent Israeli citizens who are being targeted by these atrocious attempts on their lives. You know, what's happening at that Gaza border, as they're trying to breach it, it's not so that they can go live in Israel in peace. It is so that they can cross that border and savagely murder Jews.
Exactly.
That's their goal. Mm-hmm. The savage murder of Jews. The idea that a sovereign nation should not do everything in its power to prevent that from happening is ludicrous.
Exactly.
You know, thankfully, we have peaceful relations with our neighbors in the north and the south. Mm. But, you know, if the Mexican government was calling for the destruction of Americans, the killing of Americans, and they were on our, you know, southern border trying to cross it to go do that, and there's been examples of Palestinians doing that, mm-hmm. you know, in the past, you would be appalled that our government wouldn't do everything to stop it. And that's what the Israelis are doing. And
right.
And they're trying to be as cautious as possible not to cause collateral damage, which, you know, in many cases, I don't know many Western countries that would even go to those lengths.
Exactly. Well, to a degree, certainly not to the degree that they do have and are experiencing in the Middle East. We have a little bit of that. I mean, we've got MS-13 invading our country, national security issues that are coming in that more and more people are realizing, sex trafficking, drug running, all this stuff, the young kids being utilized to those ends. I mean, with the refugees coming into the country, I've looked at it as kind of like a human resource opportunity for all these bad players. I mean, they're just sitting there at the gate. and just qualifying these people to come in. I mean, you know, hey, look at if you're gorgeous and beautiful and you got something to offer, well, we're going to put you into sex trade and wear you out over. So you're going to go in that line. If you're young and you got some energy, we're going to get you associated with a gang and we're going to make you, and we're going to turn you into a mule, and that's your future. And we know where your parents live, so you better do exactly what we say. So we have a little bit of that dynamic. But EJ, focusing back in Israel, I want to take a look at here we are a month or so. Was it been at least a month that the embassy was moved officially, U.S. embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Where are we now? Update us.
So, you know, as President Trump announced in December last year, the embassy would be moved. He was recognizing the simple reality that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Mm-hmm. And if you've been to Israel, which I've been multiple yes. times, I've taken members of Congress there. When you're standing in Jerusalem and someone says, what country are you in? There is no other answer than Israel.
That's right.
Israel controls Jerusalem. It's self-declared capital. It's where their main government buildings are located. Today, it doesn't matter whether you think Israel has the right to be there or not. It is still today. The reality is it's Israel's capital. Mm-hmm. And it was a very simple pronouncement by President Trump. It wasn't groundbreaking in the sense of no one ever thought of this before. I mean, it was U.S. law. But it has profound implications for the situation on the ground in the Middle East, where reality is not always accepted. You know, people have their own realities. Truth is relative. Mm-hmm. So when President Trump said, look, this is nothing more than a recognition of reality, it was profound to declare that. And now that the embassy has officially been opened in Jerusalem, this is the reality. Jerusalem's the capital of Israel. Our embassy is in the capital of Israel. Guatemala has opened up its embassy in Israel. Paraguay is opening. The Russians announced back in May of last year that they were recognizing the western part of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Right. No one made a stink out of it. Mm-hmm. So this recognition is necessary if we're interested in actually resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. We need to inject reality. And the reality is the Palestinian side has constantly said no. They are a party of rejectionism, mm-hmm. starting with the Arabs in the 48 partition to the Palestinians today. They reject the right of a Jewish state. And so if we are looking to actually resolve this conflict, we have to stop giving them a pass.
Exactly.
Now, the Palestinians are, you know, big boys. You know, we need to treat them like adults. If they're going to take actions that go against the prospects of peace, they need to be held accountable.
Without
a doubt. If people want to give the Palestinians a state, you know, if they're going to have a state, then they're going to have to be responsible for it. So we should start treating them that way right now.
Yeah, we can't give them millions of dollars to pay off terrorists that have killed Jews. That's ridiculous. We're rewarding the wrong behavior, are we not?
Exactly. You know, the whole Oslo paradigm, the 1993 Oslo Accords, which laid out the principle of negotiations and recognizing Yasser Arafat and the PLO, a terrorist organization, as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people, was one of the greatest mistakes, because they never intended, Yasser Arafat never intended to recognize Israel. It was all a ruse to get his own recognition and build up his profile on the international stage and give him legitimacy. The Oslo process was based on the premise, if we give the carrots to the Palestinian side, they will eventually come to recognize Israel and will have peace. But the reality was they knew that they could just pocket the carrots.
That's right.
And move the goalposts and keep saying no. Mm-hmm. And that happened with Arafat. And then it's been happening with Mahmoud Abbas. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the point where people are saying, well, Mahmoud Abbas isn't a partner for peace. And they're hoping that after he's gone from the equation, someone else will come up. But the reality is there will not be peace through negotiation. That's not how peace is achieved. Peace mm-hmm. is achieved when one side gives up its goal in a war.
If
and
somebody
the Palestinian
wins.
Side, yeah someone yeah. wins. But more importantly, one side admits that it has lost and gives up its goal. Because until the Palestinians give up their goal, look, Israel won. Mm-hmm. But the Palestinians are still fighting the war because they believe that they can still win.
Exactly.
So they need to be convinced mm-hmm. that the war is over and they cannot win. And if they want a better future, it will only come through recognition of the Jewish state of Israel.
EJ, we got to leave it there. Great insight. Thank you so much for being with us. EJ Kimball, security analyst at the Middle East Forum. Thank you, EJ. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trade war is on. The U.S. and China each laying tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's exports effective today. The Trump administration is putting 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products worth $34 billion. China retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods, including many U.S. agricultural goods. Soybean farmer Ron Heck says this morning,
tariffs are ill-conceived and totally inappropriate, using food as a weapon, raising the price of food to the Chinese people, devastating United States farmers is a lose-lose situation.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea to follow up on the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus.
You know, after all is said and done, he remains on the throne, and he is in total control. There's no surprises here, including what we're getting from Israel. News that yesterday the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, deployed Iron Dome missile defense batteries in the south. All they would say was the IDF is prepared for several scenarios and ready to defend the citizens of the state of Israel and its sovereignty, including its borders. Something is happening. Israel's military is getting ready for something. If this were not enough, the war in Syria has been getting closer and closer to Israel's borders. The IDF has sent troops, tanks, and reinforcements to the north as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the senior pastor at Influence Church. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear from you and talk about what's happening in our world today. It's always an exciting moment. Every moment of the day, because we've got, we can put together these great truths from scripture tie them together with what's happening in contemporary culture and the media feed.
Yeah, and the thing is as you say, no surprises. I mean, God knew this was going to happen. I mean, there are predictors along the way, and all it does, as a student of prophecy, you are the expert here, it just confirms God's sovereignty all the more, does not?
It really does. And, you know, when you see the pattern over time, it really helps, because a lot of people think, well, hasn't this always been happening? Don't we see this kind of stuff in every generation? The answer is no, we don't. The answer is we've definitely gone into warp speed in terms of prophetic fulfillment, and our ability to actually align up what's been said in prophecy with what's happening worldwide because of the day that we live in. And so it makes it a really interesting time, and not a time to fall back into fear, but a time to realize that God is in control and God is guiding the path of his people.
What I've seen, Phil, is that there's been glimpses, and maybe in preparation, you know, for, the ensuing generations to be ready, always be ready, because we're told to be ready in and out of season. And but what I am seeing now is this intensification. Everything's been augmented. You and I have talked at length about lawlessness. I mean, the level of lawlessness that exists today in America, unlike anything you and I grew up with.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, the encouraging thing about some of the challenges we face today is that it's not the first time we face challenges as an American people. And having just gone through the fourth, we can reflect back. A lot of people don't know that during the time prior to the American Revolution, that our country was in a state of probably its lowest moral state. And yet what happened was God used that moment to turn that into what was then became known as the First Great Awakening.
Right. Kind of amazing.
So,
when you pause for just a second there, you had a Salem moment on me, and I was going to take advantage of that. For people to think about where the country was, and ironically, surprisingly enough, is what happens. The forces of morality raise up and give us the foundation of this great American experiment in two documents, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Brilliant pieces of documents, and if you cannot see the hand of the divine in either one of those documents, you need some help.
Yeah, and here's the statistics. In a population of 300,000 prior to the American Revolution, there were 5 million, or 300,000 out of a population of 5 million, or pardon me, 300,000 were confirmed drunkards. Profanity was shocking, and women were afraid to go out at night. Bank robberies were a daily occurrence, and students were forcing presidents to resign their posts, and Bibles were being burned on American college campuses. Now, that doesn't sound like what a lot of people get this idyllic picture of our foundational peace. Mm-hmm. But remember, man apart from God is always going to go to the lowest denominator.
Yes.
And so, but God took that, and God, let's call him the moral swings, or the conservative to the liberal swings, is always going to be a part of our history, that there's going to be that swing. The idea is we take advantage of the swing toward morality and conservative values in such a way that we gain speed and we gain ground for the kingdom of God.
Exactly. Well, the Bible's clear, and of course we know this by experience, that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Consider where we were just 10 years ago versus today. Not that the fight is over, by no means, but we're definitely regaining some ground here, are we not?
Oh, I absolutely believe we are. And you know, it's funny that when things go well, it's really hard. You have to make up stuff to criticize. So you almost create news, and we're in this fake news era where it's almost celebrated. In fact, one of the students in our just graduated with honors from a very well-known university. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they have, one of the classes is fake news, how to create fake news.
Wow.
Now think about that. Not how to do news actively, mm-hmm. but
right.
Literally they teach you how to create fake news.
Yeah. Makes you wonder, what's the point?
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Exactly. I mean, you know, we just had a conversation with Pat Goodell, and I love Pat from a standpoint. I mean, you know, though we disagree on many things, on many policy points, but I appreciate his perspective and his intellect. He brings to the discussion sound argument, reasonable, and he will listen to the other side. And it's not just a pontification and a bumper sticker depth of consideration. He has a lot of depth, and he listens, and we can exchange ideas. This is, and by his own admonition, you know, it's heartbreaking, and that's kind of my interpretation for him as a Democrat, as a staunch Democrat, to see what's happening to his party right now.
Yeah, and you know, think about this. I really believe that, let's just call it fake news, and mm-hmm. even the tool to kind of help create that. That shows a shift in the way that we think. Rational thinking, I believe, diminishes over time unless we are proactive. And so mm-hmm. what happens, you know, there used to be courses like logic, and you take a course on logic so that at the end it came out with a conclusion.
Right.
But those courses aren't even taught anymore. Not even people, you mention that course and people say, what's that?
Right.
So, you know, so what's happening is our mind is not being used the way it is. I spoke on memory last week
mm-hmm.
and I brought in this really interesting piece where they started in 2006, but they're actually have fully blown developed that now they can store data in DNA, and it becomes just exponentially greater storage capacity than anything Silicon Valley has done in the past. So what they've done, Silicon Valley's literally started taking DNA, and they can store data in that. Now imagine that concept, that we have so much information, we don't even know where to put it. We can't create servers anywhere to hold what we see is going to happen in the future. So we flip back to what? God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, here we have a boxcar here that's big enough to store all the information that we can ever create in our history.
Yeah, and kind of amazing, too, because out of that study, we were going to have this discussion with the counterculture mom, and I didn't want people to freak out necessarily, but this is the other thing that came out of that, Phil, is that women hold in their DNA the DNA of men they have been intimate with. Is that amazing?
That is.
I mean, you and I have talked about this before, about being soul tied, you know, and this is a religious term, people, soul tied, being soul tied. It is a mystery. The Bible says that the two become one. And here it is, science, again, you know, confirming the very thing that God's been telling us all along, if we have ears to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. It is amazing. We're going to continue our conversation, take full advantage of the genius of Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. It's always a joy to have him with us. And we are going to get into more of this lawlessness. Also, how Christians are responding to what's going on in the border, the way it's been presented. You know, you speak of the fake news, but, you know, optics, you can call it whatever it is, doesn't look good. Doesn't bode well for us, a very welcoming society, to look at see what's happening south along the border fence, what ICE is trying to do, and how should Christians respond. More from Pastor Phil after this. Stay with us.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pastor Phil, I owe you an apology. We meant to be playing the bumper music from Influence Music. I am so impressed. We're going to take a little bit of commercial break here and brag on Influence Music. What the talent that you've been able to assemble and what you're doing with Influence Music.
Yeah, it really has been amazing. It was about a year and a half ago that we said, let's start a record label. Mm-hmm. And we had obviously a lot of talented people, and we found that we could bring together pop culture and worship culture, do an album. And the end result was the album went number one worldwide. It went number two Billboard. And for a short, brief moment, it rose to number 11, all albums, all genres, all time, wow. Meaning it beat out Johnny Cash and Taylor Swift for a little while. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty remarkable coming out of, a place like Anaheim Hills and a church worship band. But it just continues. I mean, some of the streams now are over a million on some of the songs we've done. So it's pretty crazy times to live in, for sure. And really blessed. Really
blessed. But why not? Look at the story of Mercy Me, a worship band, and and of course now a movie, and just incredible success, and a song, an iconic song that's been around for a decade. So great talent and a time to celebrate, and congratulations to everyone there, and Melody, and the whole group, and Gosh, it's just really, really impressive. So, but anyway, I apologize because we do have one of your bumpers here somewhere, and I don't know what happened. But and we can thank Big Wave Dave for that because he's just done an outstanding job in putting these all together. So, as well.
Yeah, it has been great. Well, thank you for that shout out. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about Christian's response to what's happening at the border. You know, the media talking about fake news, all this stuff, kids in cages. The heartbreak of it all, there's just so much to mobilizing. I mean, in this case, 10,000-12,000 people mobilizing. I mean, they just stormed the border is from as far away as 2,500 miles away. I've maintained that they had to break a lot of laws, going through each of these countries as they headed north to the American border. And, and I want people to pause for just a moment here, is that you have people breaking the law for various reasons, some very legitimate. And if they are legitimate, then there are legitimate ports of entries. There's 48, I believe, in the South that they can go to and say, look, we're refugees because of political fear, whatever it is, whatever reason that qualifies them. But the ones that we're running into and that we're dealing with are the ones that say, look, I'm not going to go through a legal entry. I'm going to break through the border. And children are involved when you're 2,500 miles away. How do you vet these people? How do you know whose kids are what from 2,500 miles away from different countries and cultures? This is why internationally there are embassies set up to where if you have a grievance, you go to your local embassy or you go to the neighboring country. You don't skip a bunch of countries and then demand consideration when, our resources are being overwhelmed, Phil. How do they vet these people when, by definition, they're undocumented?
Well, I think you did a great job right there in just summarizing the issue. And I really believe that if we just take analogies and we begin to think about it, what's the core of this? The core of this is the system doesn't work in the minds of the person who wants to immigrate. Okay, that's really what's going on. The system doesn't work. Either I don't have the money, I don't know how to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bypass the system in order to accomplish what I want in my life. Now, so your situation is your situation in your country is bad. It's not good. Okay, let's just take an analogy. So I go to Nordstrom's and I say to Nordstrom's in my mind, I don't like the system. It's not working for me because I can't afford to buy what they sell.
Right.
So what I do is I bypass the system and I get all my family members to rush in there at one moment and we do a snatch and grab as fast as we can and we go out of there and we say because the system doesn't work and because other people shouldn't have Nordstrom, why shouldn't I? Right. Other people have Nordstrom, why shouldn't I? Well, when you start taking those analogies or somebody moves into your house and won't leave and you have to pay for them and you have to take care of them, and then you call the police. They say, no, that's not fair. You need to be kind to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that all these things break down on the personal level, whereas people want to look at it from a global level and say, well, we need to be kind to them. Yeah, but how do you be kind to people on a global scale like that when you've got thousands upon thousands of people who are literally breaking the law? The issue is not whether or not they have a bad situation. That's going to be characteristic worldwide every time, every period in history.
Right.
The real question is, how do we effectively do it in a legal manner? Not how do we just turn our eyes the other way? And because you're right, we can't assimilate. We can't detect who's legit, who's not legit.
Mm-hmm.
Who's healthy, who's not healthy. They just had a TB outbreak in a New York hospital. I won't mention which one. And they had to evacuate the hospital. Now, think about that. Where does that come from in a country that solved that problem so many years ago?
Exactly. Well, and that's just another one of those things, as you say, a byproduct of immigrants coming into the country, and there are rules along the way that have been long established. That's why we were able to eradicate TB. But those things are set aside because liberals say, look, we want open borders. And the CDC is saying, whoa, wait a minute. All things considered here, when you grow up in an environment, your body is accustomed to certain diseases. It has a way of managing it. Here in America, we're not inoculated from some of those diseases. And now we just arbitrarily expose our children, our families to diseases all in the name of some sort of misguided immigration policy.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's kind of a part of me that wonders if you're liberal and you want to have it, all these immigrants in, is there another agenda here? Is there a political agenda for, you know, for reelection? I always look at things, you know, like from both sides of things. Well, why do you want this so bad? And
well, you got to look at what's in it for me, right? And you're exactly right. And it sounds cynical to think, you know, because I have people that come on the show, Phil, and they're just very insistent. Well, the Democrats are just, you know, flooding the system so that they can get reelected. Is it that diabolical? But when you follow the money, as they say, and you follow the reward, it sure starts to look that way.
It does. And I really believe that if we did a survey and said how many of these liberal people actually do something proactively besides talk about it, how many are really actively involved in taking in a child, a foster, to adopt? I mean, let's get down to the real stuff, because it's one thing to stand up on your bully pulpit and speak. It's another thing to actually put into action what you say you believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to go out there and be the example. So for Christians right now, Phil, help us understand. I mean, because, you know, God says we're to love one another, love him, certainly. But those are the two greatest commandments. So in light of loving people who are coming here, and I can appreciate, I think any reasonable American citizen can understand the magnetism of coming to the land of opportunity, the land of freedom and that. But there is a process. We've had people waiting in line. I mean, I've spoken, Phil, with some really qualified, awesome people that you say, wow, what a great part of the American fabric you could be. But they've been waiting in line for 13 years. And so now suddenly we have people who are unvetted, all in the name of some sort of refugee status that is, again, part of the fake news dialogue, and they're jumping the line. And you go, wait a minute, the other part of us is that we want things to be fair, right?
Yeah, I think if there's a proper Christian response, it is we don't need to talk about reforming immigration. We need to really so-called storm the gates in the right kind of way to get it reformed, because the system isn't working. It's either too complicated, or it's preferential, or it's political. I don't know what the problem is, but clearly everyone agrees it doesn't work. So why isn't there a single voice, Christian voice, that rises up and says, okay, we know we have a problem at the border, but we have a bigger problem with immigration and the entire system itself. That needs to be dismantled and reworked somehow, because it's not working. Like you said, if you've got somebody who's legitimately waiting in line for 13 years and finally in desperation says, everybody and their brother's coming across the border and getting preferential treatment, I might as well too. So what we've done is bad policy creates lawlessness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Why not rise up, you know?
Exactly. And the thing is, to your point, there are churches that are participating in what we would describe as lawlessness as well. That is, you know, that's part of the problem as well, where the churches have been, you know, catalysts in promoting the law. They now find themselves on the opposite side, including the Pope, which is discouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, but he hasn't taken his wall down, last I heard.
It's still up there, isn't it? Oh, gosh, we just got the Catholics upset with us now. There's plenty of room for, you know, but some serious satire. But, yes, this is the thing. When you are in the realm of working this stuff out, this is why the First Amendment is so brilliant, that we can talk and share ideas and arrive at the solution. And we have to be careful not to vilify and look at others as enemies. I mean, after everything is said and done, the one big takeaway of this 4th of July, the 242nd birthday of this great nation of ours, is that we are all Americans. We're all in this boat together, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Phil, always great to have you with us and have your insight. All the best to Influence Music and everybody back at the home church, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Take care.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Healthcare reform is